Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Shishi in Parsha's Truma of Sisa. It's a Mizbeach Atzei Shitim Chamesh Amos Orech V'Chamesh Amos Rochav Ravu Yiyah Mizbeach V'Shalosha Amos Komaso. And you'll make the Mizbeach, the altar, for lack of a better word. It will be made of acacia wood again. And it'll be 5 Amos long, 5 Amos wide. It will be square. And it will be 3 amos tall. Rashi quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says the dimensions are exactly as you see them here. Rabbi Yossi says no, because it says ravua, that means just like the mizbeach hapanimi, the inner mizbeach is twice the height of its length. Here too, it's twice the height of its length. So how do we say it's 3 amos tall when if it really should be then 10 amos tall? We're speaking about those 3 of the upper, from the upper ledge of it. Sisa karnosav al arba pinosav, mimenu tihiena karnosav, vitzipiso so nechoshes. And you will make the horns, the points on 4 of the corners, and these 4 corners will be where the points are going to be, and you will cover them with bronze. Rashi says, they shall be made from it, mimena tiana karnosav, is to teach you that it should all be made of one piece, and you shouldn't just make another, a bunch of corners and attach them. You should make it out of copper, because copper is supposed to atone for chutzpah. And quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that equates the stubbornness Vasisa Sirosav Dashnav Vyav Umizrikosav Umizlagosav Umachtosav Vachol Kelav Tase Nechoshes. And you will make its pots to clean out the ashes, and its scrapers, and its basins, and its hooks, and its fire pans. All of these vessels shall be made out of copper. The Yav Rashi describes as sort of a looking like the cover of a pot, is used to scrape things out. Mizrkosav is the basin which is used to receive the blood of sprinkled offerings. Mazlakosav is a hook which is put into the meat of a korban, which is used to turn it over. A machta is a fire pan. It has a place to put the coals in it. It has a base kibble, as we call it. And it's brought to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, which is used for Ketores. We'll talk about in Kisisa. V'asisa lo michbar maser reshes nechoshes v'asisa al ha-reshes arba taba'os nechoshes al arba ketosav. You shall make a, Rashi says, a michbar is something with lots and lots of holes, like a mesh. So a mesh unit that surrounds the Mizbeach, and then on its sides we'll have the 4 rings, of course, that you'll put the staves in for carrying. V'nasna osa tachas karkov ha-mizbeach milamata v'haisa ha-reshes ad chatzi ha-mizbeach. And you'll place it under the karkov. A karkov, it, Rashi says, is anything that goes around the middle of something. That's like a middle line. Milamata, under it. And the reshes would go up to half of the mizbeach. Rashi adds that as well, there was a ramp that would go up, which it doesn't speak about here, but it does speak about it above in the Parsha Nisro. And even though there it talks about a Mizbeach Adama, not a Mizbeach HaNechoshes, however, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was filled with Adama in the places where it would stay, so this could be considered a Mizbeach Adama. The ramp was placed to the south of Mizbeach, and there is a hair's breadth in between the ramp and the Mizbeach, and its edge of the ramp went all the way to the curtains of the outer chatzer, the outer courtyard of the Mishkan, not the inner sanctum, where the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim were, but the outer sanctum that were made by Kalei HaChatzer, the curtains creating the chatzer of the Mishkan. Vasisa badim lemizbeach bade atzishitim v'tzipisa osam nechoshes. And you shall make staves for the mizbeach of acacia wood, and you shall coat them with copper. V'huva es badav b'tabos v'hayu habadim al shtei tzalos hamizbeach b'se'es osam. And the staves will go through the rings, Rashi says the four rings, and these staves will be on both sides of the mizbeach to carry it. Navuv luchos ta'ase oso ka'asher harei oscha bahar ken ya'asu. It shall be a hollow box of acacia wood, and the way that I show you on the mountain, so you should make it.